Good afternoon. So my title of my presentation is Are Safe Sleep Messages Supportive of Breastfeeding? And this is an examination of campaign materials from 15 major U.S. metropolitan areas. I want to acknowledge my co-authors, Susan Elfeld, Allison Rosenthal, Sarah Wagner, Caitlin Garden, Jill Massino, and Sherry Smith, most of whom are here in this room, I believe. I do not have any financial interest to disclose. So as a background, I'm sure most of you are quite familiar with the original Back to Sleep NICHD campaign, and we know that that campaign dramatically reduced sleep-related infant deaths in the U.S., and this was by discouraging prone infant sleep. We also, I'm sure most of you know, that in 2011, the American Academy of Pediatrics revised their recommendations and greatly expanded the list of factors that are considered risk factors for infant death aside from prone sleeping. So there are things like bed sharing, unsafe sleep environments, cigarettes, smoke exposure, et cetera, as well as put an emphasis on protective factors, and these include breastfeeding and room sharing, as well as things like immunization, prenatal care. So we particularly want to focus in this presentation on breastfeeding and room sharing, and we're pairing those together because there is a lot of evidence that room sharing actually supports breastfeeding, and we know that breastfeeding is very important to protect infants from sleep-related death. And we think this is particularly important in African-American communities, which are characterized both by high SIDS or SUID rates, that's sudden unexpected infant death, as well as low breastfeeding rates. It's also our feeling that an abstinence-only approach to mother-infant bed sharing and a failure to emphasize the importance of room sharing may actually act to discourage breastfeeding. So this is reiterating things that we've heard already. So we were interested in just looking at safe sleep campaigns around the country and asking the question, do safe sleep campaigns include a broad range of AAP recommendations? So we know that the AAP recommended this broad range of recommendations. Are safe sleep campaigns actually reflecting that? And in particular, are these campaign messages supportive of breastfeeding? Furthermore, if they do talk about breastfeeding, do they simply endorse breastfeeding to say breast is best, or do they also acknowledge that both the association of breastfeeding with being protective against sleep-related deaths in infants, and also do they acknowledge the challenges of combining breastfeeding and safe sleep? And then finally, are their strategies, if they do acknowledge this, are strategies actually put forth in the campaign to address those challenges? So what we did was just looked at some readily available campaign materials, and we decided to look at large U.S. metropolitan areas, largely because they are the ones that are probably more likely to have an active campaign rather than simply using national material. We wanted to also look at cities that had relatively large African-American populations. So we settled on either over 100,000 or representing over 20% of the population for the city. And we wanted cities where there is a safe sleep campaign that was active after the release of the 2011 AAP recommendation. So it didn't necessarily have to have been developed before then, but was still active after that. And we did a qualitative analysis of these campaign documents. So what we did is took initially a representative set of items from each city and characterized those, and then actually, you know, if we found additional materials from that city, went back and looked at them to see if there were any recommendations that we missed. And again, we're looking for match with the AAP recommendations. So these quickly are the cities that met our criteria, both of population size, African American population, and having an active campaign after 2011. And this is just a quick look at we can explain a little bit later what the initials across the top are AAP recommendations, ordered in how commonly they were represented. And then from top to bottom, we have cities that had more of the recommendations, with Dallas being at the top, and those that had fewer, with sort of Baltimore, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. at the bottom. The darker green are the elements that we thought of as full endorsement of a particular AAP recommendation, and the lighter green are the ones that were what we called a diluted, and then the pink is no recommendation at all. So the first thing that you'll notice is that these first these first columns where everything's green are basically the ABC message. So so it's back to sleep, appropriate surface, meaning a crib or a pack and play. No bed sharing is the third one, and then the last one is no soft bedding in the crib. So then the other two columns we want to look at are the breastfeeding column, which is highlighted here, and you can see it's further on the right of the table, which means it has less, it's less commonly included in recommendations. And then here are just some summary of what we found. So in terms of full breastfeeding recommendations, only a third of the campaigns explicitly recommended breastfeeding as protective against SIDS. We call what we call the diluted breastfeeding recommendation, and that's another two of the campaigns, talked about breastfeeding without being explicit about it being protective against SIDS or SUID. And then finally, 8 of the 15 had, so more than half of them, had no breastfeeding recommendation whatsoever. If we move now to room sharing, you can see here, again, the pink is no room sharing recommendation. We had 6 of the 15 campaigns, so fewer than half, explicitly indicated that young infants should sleep in the parents' room and that room sharing is protective. What we call the diluted room sharing recommendation, which is five additional campaigns, use more ambiguous language like the infant should be where the parents can hear them, or should be close, or that they can be in the parents' room. And then the remaining four cities had no mention of room sharing whatsoever. So here are just a few examples, not to cover all of the permutations, but this, for example, is from the Baltimore Be More for Babies campaign. And this is one where no, in any of the campaign materials we looked at, we didn't see any mention or recommendation of breastfeeding. So the line that's kind of hard to see at the bottom is blown up here for you. It says, the safest way for your baby to sleep is alone and on his or her back in an empty crib. Babies can suffocate if they sleep with adults, et cetera. Tell everyone who takes care of your baby to sleep safe, alone, back crib. This is an example of something that, in contrast, has an explicit breastfeeding recommendation. So this is from Charlotte, North Carolina, has a variety of recommendations all around this baby in the crib, and one of them is breastfeeding reduces the risk of SIDS. Getting to room sharing examples, so this is an example of a what we call a diluted room sharing recommendation. So this is from Boston, and this is you know, says keep me near but in my own crib. You know, does near mean in the same room? Does it mean in the next room? Not clear what near means. And then this is an example from our fair city of Chicago, from DCFS. So this is something we can really, you know, just think about and maybe have a conversation about whether this is, so this is one of the examples where a strategy was given for combining breastfeeding and safe sleep, but not entirely clear this is a realistic recommendation. If you breastfeed in bed, soothe your baby back to sleep while standing and return her to her crib when she is asleep. So I mean, anybody who's had a baby and breastfed it probably has some thoughts about how realistic that is. So our conclusions are, first of all, not surprisingly, that safe sleep campaigns tend to focus on this simple ABC messages. There's a lot of appeal to, you know, three things and ABCs, but this comes at the expense of more comprehensive communications that address this full range of AAP recommendations. Both breastfeeding and room sharing are among the least frequently mentioned strategies for preventing sleep-related infant deaths, even though we know that they are strongly endorsed by AAP recommendations that they are and that they are protective. Few campaigns acknowledge the high probability that breastfeeding moms will fall asleep with their babies. Lots of physiological reasons why that's the case, and few suggest realistic strategies to minimize the risk. And we are hopeful that the new National Action Plan from NAPPS, with its explicit focus on breastfeeding as well as safe sleep, will be more attentive to the very sort of nuanced and complex nature of this issue. Thank you.